When we're remixing tracks, I mean, when we get sent tapes and stuff, we always, you know, have to have some vague idea of what we're going to do. That's the basic thing. I mean, we usually like the band and are into doing it for all those reasons, I suppose. And
yeah, it's like, so you know, you can generally take, if you listen to a tape and you can generally pick out one thing. I wouldn't it be good if they kind of just had that noise and on its own and got rid of everything else? And if you hear a tape and you think there's something you can actually do, use and do something else with, then it's generally a good idea to do a mix. But I mean, you know, a lot of things that we get sent, they might be good, you know, like got sent a Supergrass record, which was good and that, but like,
it's good and that,
but I listen to it and think, well, what the hell, what kind of remix could you do out of that? You know, because it's what it is, it's good as what it is, but what would you do with it? You know, and you might like it, but it doesn't lend itself to being remixed.
And the thing is, like the Manic Street Preachers we took on, and that was purely out of sort of love for the band or friendship with James and stuff, but it wasn't, they didn't really immediately suggest anything you can do. They're quite probably the hardest things we do, but I mean, stuff like the Charlatans and Primal Scream.
Like people mixing Donald Duck records.
Yeah, flipping Walt Disney records.
No one really got that element of it. Like doing remixes for bands that are so intrinsically unfunky and you know, I like the fact if you can somehow transmute that into something that works in a nightclub, I think it's quite good. It's like how old hip-hop DJs used to suddenly make a Walt Disney record funky by putting it, just by playing two copies of it and having the break beat from that. So we see it like that, but when you try and explain that to people, they just look at you
blankly. But, yeah, well, I mean, you know, when we started as Charlatans and Primal Scream and bands like that, who already kind of have an edge and a funk to it, and we're just trying to give it more, you know.
Times 10.
Yeah, so that's kind of easier, isn't it? Mm.